And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. It's my pleasure to host today's show along with Robert from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce Visitor Information Center. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Sherry. Good afternoon. Happy fall.
Yes, it's fall time, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
We love it. Well, we have some great guests today. We have our friends from the Verde Valley Archaeology Center, the Wallach and Volt Group, the Prescott Artists Studio Tour, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We will be right back.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Nights are cooling off and winter is on the way. Now is the time to sign up for our pre-buy program to lock in a guaranteed fixed rate for winter. This offer expires Monday, September 30th, so act today. The easiest way to sign up is online at barrettpropane.com. In fact, sign up online this week and I'll put a $10 credit on your account. That's 10 bucks just for signing up at barrettpropane.com through the end of the month. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This September, head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel for the Break the Bank giveaway. Earn entries now through September 26th. Then every Thursday from 6 to 10 p.m., come see if you qualify to smash our piggy bank for your chance to bag a share of over $5,000 in cash and prizes each week. This could be your biggest break yet. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place for a smashing good time.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big-world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today is the Prescott Chamber Day, and Robert, you're here to introduce our very first guest today.
Thank you, Shari. I'd be happy to. We have Ken Zoll here representing Verde Valley Archaeology Center. Thank you, Ken, and welcome to the show.
Well, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We're glad to have you on the show today. It's
Tell us
exciting.
A little bit about yourself before we jump into the fun stuff.
Well, personally, I came out here to Arizona 15 years ago, and I live very, very close to a couple archaeological sites and became a volunteer docent. And that got me more and more into it, and eventually almost like a second career in archaeology. Mm-hmm. My specialty is prehistoric astronomy, so I've been doing a lot of research that way and have about 3-4 books out on that subject. And then somewhere along the way, we decided to start the Archaeology Center, actually in 2010. And so we're based in Camp Verde. We have a museum and a research center, library in Camp Verde. And a couple of years ago, we were gifted 15 acres of land in Camp Verde from a developer because when he was doing a review, he found out that he had a prehistoric village on the property and was digging up human remains. And that caused, obviously, a lot of delay in his project. And so we contacted him, and he basically, over a long period of time of discussions, decided to just give us all 15 acres valued at over $1 million so that we would preserve this prehistoric village that was dated back to 650 A.D.
So, oh, my goodness. Yeah. That is what an amazing gift.
It was very unexpected. When he walked in and says, literally, he said, Ken, I'm tired of dealing with you. I'm just going to give you the damn land. So we've been developing it, and we have a trail on it, actually a half-a-mile loop trail that goes through the village with interpretive signs. Did that with the National Park Service. And we hope next year to start construction of a new museum and repository and auditorium and classrooms.
Wow. So, Ken, tell our listeners, what made you interested in this field? Where does that go back from?
Well, it didn't go back to anything as far as I was concerned. I never even thought about archaeology in the past until I came out here to Arizona.
Okay.
And once I got into the archaeological sites, being a docent and then visiting more and more, and then tourists would ask you more and more questions, so you read more and more and more, and before you know it, you realize that the Verde Valley is one of the richest areas in the entire American Southwest with over 2,500 recorded archaeological sites and over 450 sites with rock art images on it. And so as we got more and more into it, became more and more fascinated by it.
Absolutely. And can you tell us a little bit more about your books? You said you've written a few books here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, back in Chicago, that's where I came from, Chicago. I was a member of the Adler Planetarium there, and I thought, well, when I come out here, dark skies, I'll get into astronomy. And before I actually could even get a telescope, I discovered a calendar, a solar calendar, at the VBAR-V Heritage Site. And after that, people kept calling me, or the archaeologists kept referring me to places where they were suspicious of different places. And over the next 10, 11 years, I've discovered 12 calendar sites throughout the Verde Valley, as well as sun watcher seats where they sat and watched the horizon. And so I put together in a couple books, and all the profits from the books go to the Archaeology Center.
Wow, that is amazing. And so you started the center in 2010?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that process and what we can expect if we go visit that.
Well, we started it in 2010. At the time, I was the president of the Verde Valley chapter of the Arizona Archaeological Society, and we had a speaker who was a contract archaeologist, and he had just finished an excavation prior to a housing development in Cottonwood, and he was telling us how he found 35 bodies and several pit houses, etc. And when we asked to see the items, he said, oh, you'll never see the items. They've gone to Charlotte Hall, which is a great facility,
sure.
But because it's not in the Charlotte Hall's mission area, they said it would just go into the basement and only a researcher would ever get to see any of the items. And that got us kind of upset that residents could never see what's around. And so in order to stop that and to get future materials, we were told you have to create a certified repository. And everybody kept telling us, don't do it, it's expensive, it's time-consuming, you'll never do it with volunteers. But, hey, we're all retired, and so we said, we have nothing to lose, we're all retired executives, essentially. And lo and behold, in 2015, Arizona State Museum came up with four of their big directors and reviewed our procedures, policies, and certified us as a repository.
Oh, wow.
So we have since been receiving different collections. We now have almost 100,000 items in the collection. And so when you come, we have a Yavapai Apache exhibit that's relatively new. We have a lot of basketry to see. We have a display of Paul Dyke. Paul Dyke was a descendant of the famous Van Dyke painter, and he had a ranch in Rimrock. And on his ranch, he had a cave dwelling and had it professionally excavated in the 60s by L.A. County Museum. And they pulled out over 50,000 items. And so we have now the largest textile collection ever found, the largest farming collection, the largest hunting, bow and arrow collections ever found. And we have some samples of some of those items on display. And we have a display on tree ring dating, on pottery identification, on a whole variety of different things. It's a small museum, but it has a lot of stuff in it.
It sounds like it, and it sounds like it has a lot of passion that's gone into it with all the volunteers and yourself putting this all together.
We have over 50 very active volunteers. We have every Thursday, Friday, they do lab work. Anybody's invited to come on in, talk to lab people. If you have something you want identified, you can bring it in, and they'll take a look at it. We do monthly lectures. Yesterday, we had a lecture by a Hopi archaeologist. In November, we have the Zuni coming out, a Zuni archaeologist. So we're very active.
Absolutely.
And we have our big fundraiser coming up. We have one annual fundraising event, October 19th, at the Sedona Poco Diablo Resort. And our special guest speaker is Dr. Brian Fagan. If you've ever read anything on archaeology, you probably read one of his books. He has over 40 books out on the market, including many textbooks that are used in classes around the country. And he's from Santa Barbara, and he's been out twice before, and he's so popular. He has a British accent, so he has a nice British sense of humor, and so he makes a very nice talk and very, very interesting for our fundraiser.
Wow. And what are the hours of the center?
We're open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay.
So we're only closed on Sundays and Mondays right now.
That makes sense. And can you let our listeners know exactly where you're located?
Our address is 385 South Main Street, right on in Camp Verde. Mm-hmm. It basically, we tell people, follow the brown signs to go to Fort Verde State Park, because we're on the corner that you turn to get into Fort Verde State Park. So if you follow the brown signs, you'll find us.
Wonderful.
And Ken, special events at the center?
Well, special events, we do the lectures, we do classes. I do a class on the archaeology of the Verde Valley. I do a class on prehistoric astronomy. We have classes on pottery identification. Every once in a while we do classes on animal bones and things like that. So, you know, the website always has what's going on, and we basically are just constantly doing things. And,
so new visitors to the area can come out and really learn about the archaeology of Northern Arizona.
That's right.
And beyond.
That's right. And we do member hikes. Actually, we just came back from Hopi. We did a Hopi tour with the Hopi guides for the Hopi Equinox. Went to some rock art sites up there that you can only get into with Hopi guides. We are doing next weekend a Hopi autumn harvest. We're going to, in the spring, we actually went to a Hopi farm and helped him plant. And now some people are going back there to help him harvest. So we do a lot of little trips like that for our members.
Well, that sounds like fun. Oh, so you can also join as a member as well.
Yes.
Okay. And what does that look like?
The members start at $35 and go up to $1,000 depending on how much you want to donate. And there's a few extra benefits as you go up the ladder. And a lot of these trips, especially the ones to Hopi, are open only to members.
Mm-hmm. So, if a listener out there was to discover something, they're not sure what it is, they could get in touch with your group, your organization?
Sure. I'm sure they're somewhere in Prescott, Charlotte Hall, or Smoke Eye Museum. You know, they do the same thing down in our area. If people find anything they want to bring in and have us look at, we get ranchers coming in that says, well, my granddaddy picked this up 50 years ago. You know, what is it? And so we get things like that, and we encourage people to come in on Thursdays or Fridays.
So what is your favorite part of the center?
Well, you know, being the executive director, it's like I'm administrating most of the time. And for the last 2 years, my time has mostly been in designing the new museum and working with architects and builders trying to design the new exhibits.
Wonderful. And for our listeners, if you can share your contact information again, we're just about out of time.
Sure. Our website is verdevalleyarchaeology.org. And again, we're on Main Street. And at the website, you can get our phone number, which is actually 928-567-0066.
Well, Ken, thank you for your time today. And we will continue to promote you at the Visitor Center, and we appreciate you being a part of the Chamber family.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Home of the once-in-a-lifetime experience.
What do you mean, Ted?
On average, people are going to buy a new furnace or AC unit once in their lifetime.
So they might as well buy the best.
Yeah, because if our name's on it, we want you to be comfortable.
For a lifetime.
Go to GettlesHDM.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L. The guys and gals at Gettles get it. Got it? Good.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Prescott Chamber Day, and Robert, you're here with our next guest.
Thank you, Sherry. Our next guest is James Roush and Jeff Peters, representing Wallach and Volk. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're glad to have you.
Now, since there's two of you guys can probably hit it off each other. Tell us a little bit about yourselves, where you're from, and how you got to Prescott, and before we dive into the business part.
I'm from Southern California, Rancho Cucamonga.
Wonderful.
And just really got tired of the rat race down there, wanted something a little slower.
Absolutely. How long have you been here?
3 years.
3 years, okay.
Perfect.
So you're fairly newbies.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, I'm James Roush, and I grew up in the Midwest in Iowa, and I've been out here for 23 years and raised my kids. They went through the Prescott school system. So, yeah, I almost feel like a sort of a native.
I think you probably are
that
long.
That qualifies, absolutely.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, we're happy to have both of you on the show today. And why don't you tell us a little bit about the company?
Well, Wallach and Volk has been in business since 1932. Wasn't exactly the most popular time to get in the banking business, but the local bank in Cheyenne, Wyoming needed some help, and the Volks, along with the Wallachs, got together and helped the bank out with some other investors, and that's how they got into the banking business in 1932.
Wow, that's quite a history.
Absolutely. We're very proud of our history and where we come from and everything that we're about.
Mm-hmm. And do you want to share some of the services that you're offering right now?
Well, we offer pretty much all the conforming loan amounts, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. We have the down payment assistant programs, different bond programs.
Wonderful.
I think what Wallach and Volk does that a lot of like local banks don't do, we really get to know our clients, what it is that they're looking for, and then we take what they're looking for and develop the right program for them that really suits their needs as opposed to serving the masses with everybody wants a 30-year fixed mortgage.
So you really take care of your customers. In other
Correct.
Words, you get to know them really well, kind of part of the family.
We know them very well by the time the process is
That's
over,
great.
For sure.
And can you share with our listeners where you're located?
We're actually located right in the business complex that we're in right now, where KPPV is, the CPR place, right above Costco. So we're right above Costco is usually our landmark statement that we give everybody.
There you go. So you didn't have very far to travel today.
Nope, it was several paces.
Walk. Yes. So tell us a little bit about what you do specifically for the bank.
I'm an originator.
Okay.
There, I'm kind of old school. I still like to do everything face to face.
Yeah.
I go out to all the open houses on the weekends, really, to meet the realtors and see what I can do to help them.
Wonderful. Very good. I think that you brought up a good point about the face to face. I mean, there's a lot of things going technical, but I think that good face to face, knowing who your banker is and all that, is just such a great thing.
Absolutely. Well, it's particularly with the first time home buyers,
yeah.
You find a lot of people that are apprehensive about getting into it because, you know, a lot of them grew up in the mid 2000s when people were losing their homes and stuff like that. So they have a lot of anxiety about it. So we really walk them through and find out what it is that's stopping them from doing it, explain to them kind of how easy the process is overall. Because what we find out is people that are first-time home buyers, the reason a lot of people aren't getting into the housing market is they believe that they need a large down payment.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, that's not even accurate at all. We have zero down programs to, mm-hmm. you know, you come in with 0.5%, we're going to be able to get it done for you. And the other thing is everybody is under the understanding that you need perfect credit in order to get a mortgage. And trust me, you do not need perfect credit when it comes to getting a mortgage. Really, if you have a 620 credit score, you're going to qualify for a lot of programs that are out there.
And that's really good news for the area and for what you're doing as well to help these folks out. And that's wonderful. Can you give us any forecast of what you're seeing in the market right now?
Well, we were just talking about that with a person outside, and I think the rates are going to continue to trend down.
Okay.
I think what the problem is there's going to be lots of turbulence, so to speak, in the market. But overall, they should be trending down according to what all the experts are that I follow. It's just going to be very rocky during that portion of time. Because if you're buying a home, you're within a 30-day time period of your close of escrow. Well, if it happens to jump up during that time, most likely it's not going to be able to work its way back down. So, you know, that's why we get people in the office. We get them qualified. Do you like this payment? Do you like this interest rate? Perfect. Let's lock the rate today.
Uh-huh.
Let's take the market out of your concept.
And it's pretty low right now, isn't it?
They're very low right now. It's just 2 weeks ago they actually popped up a lot more than what people were. It was an unexpected boost in the market,
mm-hmm.
and now they've worked their way back down.
Uh-huh.
But like today was a tough day in the market because actually President Trump come out and said, we're getting close with China and things look favorable.
Yeah,
well, that didn't look good for – it looked great for the economy, doesn't look good for mortgage rates.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you're seeing that you're still confident things are going to just dip down a little bit. And
yes, I believe they will continue to go down. The world economy is really probably the reason that we're going to continue seeing some easing with the Fed.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel confident that rates will continue to go down. But again, expect some turbulence once you're in the home buying process because there's going to be some ups and downs during that trend.
Well, I can remember the days when I bought my first house and I had 11% rate, mm-hmm. and I thought that was good.
Absolutely. I think that.
And that wasn't because of credit or anything.
Yeah.
That was just, it was what it was.
Well, the days
what
they were. Really
yeah.
had to have good
yeah, credit. I think it was 1982 or maybe even 1980. The average 30-year fixed rate was 16.25%.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
They were 14.25% when I got in the business.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And so I don't even know what they are now, just the average.
I would say right now, if you have excellent credit, you're probably in the mid to high threes. So
oh, wow.
Yes, rates
are
fantastic right now,
yeah.
And there's a lot of people out there kind of waiting for rates just to get lower and lower.
Yeah.
Because we can't help but want that little bit better deal, and you're like, you know, we can refinance you and save you $175, and like, well, I think rates are going to go down. And I'm like, okay, but then when rates go up, they go up really fast, and then they call them and say, we want to lock in. And I'm like, sorry, we can't get you locked in at that rate. We can do you at 4%, so now you're saving $85.
Right.
So
right.
I always sit there and say, you know, two in the bush is worth one in the hand.
Yeah.
If you have that
yeah.
opportunity,
yeah.
take it now,
yeah.
what you know you can get. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people just they wait too long, and then their opportunity goes away.
Yeah.
They're coming to you guys. You guys are the pros. You can kind of educate them a little bit more on just that when folks are doing that. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's no different than trying to pick a stock and saying, I'm going to buy this stock, and I want to buy it at the price, at this price, because that's the lowest it's going to be. Well, you don't know that until way after the fact, if you timed it right. You can't time a stock, and you can't time the mortgage-backed security market.
Well, we're glad that you're a part of the Chamber family. We appreciate that. And we know that you've been out in the community. Can you share anything that you have going on other than what you do Monday through Friday, 9 to 5?
Well, I tell you, we're pretty active in the community. Yeah. I mean, we're a small mortgage company, and every market that we're in, particularly some small markets, it's important for us to be ingrained in part of the community. And, you know, we've sponsored the rodeo previous times, and that's kind of the key market, event for the area. Mm-hmm. And we've been on Launchpad, Blankets for Kids, Prescott Unified School Districts, Frontier Days. Pretty much everything we've been involved in, it's just impossible after being in the market for like 19 years now, all the things that we've been into. But we're certainly ingrained in the community, and we wouldn't be here without them, and we want to be able to give back to the community, certainly.
Well, and that pays off, and it's great to know. It's great to get to know everyone, too. It's a great community, the whole Quad City area, especially Prescott. People care here. I'm sure you can appreciate that after moving here from where you did.
Definitely.
I know for me, the same thing. And it's important to have good, honest people that you can sit across the table and have these conversations with.
Absolutely. Well, this being such a small town, if you're really not an ethical person, honest, and have integrity,
you're not around very long.
I'll echo that.
People find out about you.
Absolutely, because we see a lot of people, mortgage originators and mortgage companies come to town, and this is a tough community to break into. Your reputation is so important in this community, and what you do for everybody. It's great when you have the integrity and you have the reputation. But that's how small communities should work. It should be word of mouth. I use this mortgage company because they do this, and they did this for my friends and whatever. And it fits in perfect with the ethics and the values that Wallach and Volk has had since 1932.
Wonderful. And just for our listeners out there, especially those that might be considering looking for a home, maybe they're a first-time buyer, any recommendations you have? I heard you talk a little bit about pre-qualifications. This is a good time. What does that look like?
The best thing to do is to contact the Wallach and Volk office, ask for one of the mortgage professionals. Come in, sit down with us. We'll pull your credit report. We'll get you pre-qualified for free. We'll analyze your credit. If we're not able to do your loan today for some unforeseen reason, we're going to give you that path. We're going to give you the roadmap of what you need to do step by step to become eligible. And even if you've just been through a significant financial bankruptcy, for instance, we're going to tell you what you need to do over the next 2 years, so when you're allowed to be able to get that type of loan in 2 years, that you're ready. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to start preparing at year two. We're going to have you ready to get back into that market as soon as that seasoning has hit. So contact the office. We're happy to meet with first-time home buyers. We take a lot of pride in helping people get into their first home, because that's the rewarding part of our job, is to really work with those first-time home buyers. And most of them are younger, but we meet with a lot of people that are in their 50s and they're purchasing their first home. The excitement in their eyes when they come walking into the office after going to the title company and having their keys is just, it means the world to us.
Oh, that's great. Well, it's the biggest investment most people make is their home, right?
Absolutely.
And the home is everything. That's where it starts. So that's wonderful that you're able to provide that. Is there any other things that you're involved in that you want to share? Anything coming up that you can share with our listeners?
Well, we're always a sponsor within the Kiwanis golf tournament, the John Phillips tournament. If there's any businesses that are out there, I'm sure they have sponsorship and foursomes available still. So that's coming up fairly quickly. So reach out to the Kiwanis and support that, because the Kiwanis just does a fabulous job of helping the community with their auction every year that they have and stuff like that. So that's one that I can think of off the top of my head right now. That's it's right there.
I can't remember when that tournament's coming up. Is it I guess I have to, we'll have to look it up. But,
I'm not positive, but I believe it's October 12th. If October 12th is a Saturday, that is the day that the tournament's going to happen. So even if you're not a golfer, you can always sponsor a hole, make some donations for prizes that they can hand out. So it's a great opportunity for the community. And, again, the Kiwanis do just an excellent job of taking care of the community.
Great community folks. Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
Absolutely. And is there anything else that you want to share with the folks? Well, we still have just a little bit more time.
Contact information.
Yes.
All right. Well, the easiest way to get a hold of us, if you're doing online, is WVMB.com. That stands for Wallach & Volk Mortgage Bankers. So you can reach out there. You can always Google our phone number and just call us directly. But we're here for you. We want to help you get into a home. It's what we're here for, and it's what we're good at. The only thing we do at Wallach & Volk is mortgages. So we are the experts in the field, and we're going to get you into a home if you're willing to put in the time and make the sacrifices that you need to be able to make that happen. But we're here for you. We're here for our community. And we're very proud members of the Chamber of Commerce and have been for a long period of time. And we love what you guys do for our community as well.
Well, thank you. We're going to have some exciting news on Friday that we'll be sharing with the community. But it's a great family all the way around. And it's all part of all of you, the business community, that makes it that way, along with everyone else. So we thank you so much for being on the show today and sharing with us the news. So that sounds like might be looking at a few more interest rates that are going down a little bit in the housing market. So that's good news for the market. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar brick-and-mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been, good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell, and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
We're KQ&A.
AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. I'm Gregory Scott reporting with this news brief. KQ&A News and Weather brought to you this hour by Affinity RV. A coordinated effort by Yavapai County Sheriff's deputies has helped get a serial burglar into custody. Just before 6 Sunday morning, deputies found drug paraphernalia and an amplifier that was taken in a previous burglary in the back of a pickup truck parked outside of the gate at Bent's Ranch near Spring Valley. A resident at the home on Upper Ridge Lane captured footage of the suspicious man on a security camera. It appeared the suspect tested several door handles to see if they were locked. Another neighbor stated a man matching the description on the video was looking into his home. Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight D. Evelyn says 23-year-old Damian Hayes of Mayer was later taken into custody after a foot pursuit.
During a search of the suspect, deputies recovered a flashlight stolen from a previous burglary. The investigation resulted in the suspect's connection to multiple burglars in the area, and the investigation is ongoing.
D. Evelyn explains Hayes is facing numerous charges.
Burglary in the second degree, burglary second degree attempted 2 counts, burglary third degree 3 counts, criminal trespass first degree 7 counts, criminal damage, theft of property 3 counts, possession of burglary tools, resisting arrest, possession of drug paraphernalia 2 counts, and possession of marijuana.
Hayes is being held without bond in the Camp Verde jail. He also has warrants out of New Mexico and Kentucky. More moisture is expected today with a flash flood watch issued for this evening. National Weather Service meteorologist Justin Jondro.
The heaviest showers and thunderstorms in the northern part of the state anyway are expected to be in Yavapai County, where we've issued a flash flood watch that starts at 5 p.m. and goes until 5 a.m. on Thursday.
In Yavapai County, localized rainfall amounts could exceed an inch in less than an hour, with a possible total of over 3 inches of rain. The Arizona Department of Transportation reminding drivers not to cross flooded washes, even if they don't look deep. Just a few inches of running water can carry away a vehicle. New KQ&A forecast, showers and thunderstorms likely tonight across Yavapai County, 80% chance of rain, possible heavy rain, a flash flood watch in effect, a low of 51 in the Prescott area, 59 in the Verde Valley, 60% chance of precipitation tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 68 in the Prescott area, 78 in the Verde Valley, and still a slight chance of precipitation on through the weekend. I'm Gregory Scott for AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A, the talk of the Quad Cities.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Nights are cooling off and winter is on the way. Now is the time to sign up for our pre-buy program to lock in a guaranteed fixed rate for winter. This offer expires Monday, September 30th, so act today. The easiest way to sign up is online at barrettpropane.com. In fact, sign up online this week and I'll put a $10 credit on your account. That's 10 bucks just for signing up at barrettpropane.com through the end of the month. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today is the Chamber, Prescott Chamber Day. Got to get that out there, I guess. Sherry, yeah. Oh, man.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And Robert, you're here to introduce our very special guest today.
Thank you very much, Sherry. Our next guest is Donna Carver.
Yes.
And for everyone who does not know Donna Carver, she is representing Prescott Artist Studio Tour.
I am. Thank you very much, and it's so nice to be with both of you
today.
We're
happy to have you.
Absolutely. It's that time again.
It is. It's fall.
You have something to celebrate.
The temperatures are changing, and it's and I love it. It's like art season and Prescott kind of thing. So this is Prescott Area Artist Studio Tour. It's its 12th year. It's always, I always say this, on the first weekend of October, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, always from 10 to 4 p.m., and it is a free self-guided tour. It's wonderful. This year, we have 75 master artists that have been juried on. Yeah, that's a lot. Unless you do several days, you're not going to see them all.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they will be in 51 different private studios, as well as another 30 artists in three different art centers. One is Mountain Artist Guild, which is on Alarkin right near Sheldon. And on the lower level, there are two master artists who have been juried on. One is myself, Donna Carver, in Studio 2, in case you want to know. Please come see us. And Catherine Sinclair, she's also a master artist, and she's in Studio 4 and 5. We're in the same hallway. Mountain Artist Guild will have another 15 or 20 artists there in three different rooms on two levels. Then what I have them do when they come and visit me on the lower level, I tell the people to go out the back door and over to Tiz Annex, through the alley, go in their back door. They have eight artists there. And then you go over to, you go out their front door and up two buildings to Prescott Center of the Arts, and they have eight artists there. And that's on the corner of Marina and Willis. So you'll almost see 40 to 50 artists in just those three places. And then I say, go have lunch downtown in our wonderful downtown restaurant.
Yes, thank you.
And look at the brochure or pre-planned by going on our website. And then you can decide where you want to go, but give yourself a little rest because your feet will be getting tired and it'll feel good to rehydrate and use the loo. Once again, within a short distance, if you're short of time, you can do the three art centers and you'll see about 40 artists, which is fabulous.
And we also have the Prescott Ride, so you should hook up with them.
And that's fabulous.
That will help. That'll get you there quicker.
Prescott Ride is this, you tell them about Prescott Ride.
It's a golf carts that you can get rides around town.
And it's free.
And it's absolutely free.
And they will certainly be around. Yeah.
So if you're downtown and you want to go to Mountain Artist Guild, which is not downtown, it's only like two blocks over and two blocks down.
Right.
But if you've been walking or if you're older or if you have some disability, you might not want to walk. So
or you're carrying too much art.
I like your story. Sherry has a good story there. So this studio tour is such a unique opportunity to not only meet and talk with the artists, but to see their body of work and also see the space in which they create. And the other thing I want to say is all the art that is in their studios is for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And now about the for sale, most of them will have some form of a square or something that they can take credit card. Like I take the square and it's credit card. Do not be afraid to ask if they're going to give a discount if you buy more than one piece. Because 90% of the time, they will give you a discount.
Wonderful.
Now, if you come to me, I list all my prices retail, but everything during studio tour is 20% off because there's no overhead of a gallery. So I give it to the buyers, my collectors. And once you buy from me, I consider you a collector, even if you don't think you're a big collector. And you thenceforth will get 30% off, or if you bring any of your friends or company by and you call me, I give you 30% off. If you buy two pieces from me that day, wall art, I will give you the 30% then and there.
That's wonderful.
So ask the other artists, gee, are you willing to meet that? Because it would be great, and I'd be very interested in buying.
Well, it sounds like everybody needs to start at Mountain Artist Guild.
Yeah. Yes. Well, absolutely, because you get to see so much, and then you get to have a
gallery.
Break.
Yes,
it is.
And we have three galleries within that, three gallery rooms. So on the tour, not only do we have 75 artists, but we have 16 different mediums. So we have ceramic, we have digital art, pastel, drawing, one furniture maker. He's fabulous. Richard Kendrill. We have 8 glass artists, 15 jewelry artists, 7 metal artists, 22 mixed media. We have 23 acrylic painters, 20 oil painters, 10 watercolor painters, 4 photographers, and one photographer you should not miss is George Lewis, who is at Tiz Annex. He studied under Ansel Adams. He does silver tint, black and white. It is gorgeous.
Oh, wow.
So make sure you stop by and see him. He's so interesting. He was a pediatric oral surgeon with Kaiser in California, and then he studied under Ansel Adams.
Oh, my goodness.
And he does this full time. He's almost in his 90s now. And we have, printmakers. There are 2. I'm one. I'm a master finite printmaker. So I do monotype, dry point etching, shinkolay, collagraph, solar etching, and I will be talking about that. And every artist that is a master artist and in their studio will either be demonstrating their art or talking about it and showing you different stages of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We have 15 sculptors, and we have 12 artists that have done wearable or textile art, and we have 2 woodworkers. Besides all that information, you will pick up. Now, you can start the tour anywhere, mm-hmm. anywhere you want. Mm-hmm. So if you're coming down from Flag, you have 2 options to kind of figure out what's going on. One is to
stop at the Visitor Information Center downtown.
There you go, yes.
And pick up the Artist Studio Tour brochure.
Booklet. Or you can go on the Internet. I love that, Robert. Go on the Internet and go to the website to PrescottStudioTour.com. It's very interactive. You can look up by medium. You can look up by name. You can look it up by geographical areas. So if you're coming from Flag, you can go, oh, I'm going to do Paulden and Chino Valley on my way in. What do we have here? And it makes it very easy and user-friendly. Now, our booklets are 50 pages this year.
It's a beautiful
book. Your team put this together?
Yes, yes. We have such a hardworking team, and they're so skilled. So it is, it's a fabulous book. It's 50 pages. It's by artist. It's by medium. Also, it lists the art centers and even has photos of the art centers so you can recognize them if you're not from this area.
Very well done.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Now, I don't want to miss out on telling you this. There is a free gala reception. It's on the 2nd, which I believe is a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a Wednesday, the 2nd, from 5 to 8 o'clock. It is free. Azul Agato is providing the appetizers. Mm-hmm. We will have wine and beer, I think that's what we're having, as well as nice water. And it's free to the public, and all the juried artists and the artists from the art centers will be there with 1 or 2 pieces, and they will be there to talk to you about their art. It gives you a chance to not only see it in, like, 2-dimension in a book or on a computer, but you get to see it in 3-dimension. And sometimes it makes a difference of, do I want to invest time going there, or does it really talk to me or not talk to me?
So it's a preview. The gala is a preview.
It's a preview. Yeah. It absolutely
cool.
is. And it's a fun time. It's a fun time.
Sounds like it.
And then at each art center and every studio, there is going to be a raffle. So I'm going to have a painting that will be given away free, but you buy the raffle tickets. And the money for that is feed money for next year to make our brochures like this, mm-hmm. as well as to give scholarships to young children in the Quad City area. So last year we gave it to Mountain Artists Guild Summer Program, and we gave it to Tiz Annex because they have these programs for children that are free. Did you hear that? It is free, and they have master artists teaching them, and they do it all year round. So it's just wonderful. And the other thing, since we're talking about children, I encourage you, if your children are quasi-behaved, okay, not out of control people, but quasi-behaved, please bring them along. They get to talk to the artists. They get to see the different art. They'll get to see them creating. Like with mine, I have them touch the dry point etching so they can feel it. They can feel the shingle. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very tactile, and they can get very excited. We might have another Monet in there or Van Gogh.
There you go. And we want to encourage that as well.
Absolutely. So let me see what else I need to talk about before we run out of time here. So these brochures are basically collectible. You can save it from year to year, and it'll help you remember what you want to do. You should plan a trip if you're not from the Prescott area, the Quad Cities. Come up here for a 3-day weekend. Our town is fabulous. It's full of culture. You'll have 3 fabulous days, and you won't even have enough time to go to all the fabulous restaurants. So once again, I want to say we have a fabulous interactive website. It is Prescott, Prescott, Studio, Studio, Tour, TOUR.com. And also, the last thing I want to say is please come visit me at Mountain Artists Guild on the lower level. I'm Donna Carver Fine Art. I'm in Studio 2 on the lower level. Start at Mountain Artists Guild. It's number one. If you're locally and you're in Prescott area, start there. You'll get to see within the 3 art centers that are basically in a block. You'll get to see 40 artists and then go have lunch in our wonderful restaurants. It'll be hard to choose.
I was just playing it in my mind. It's like Mountain Artists Guild across the street to Tiz,
and up
Cortez Street to the pizza place.
There you go. One thing I want to just point out, especially because I'm fairly new to the area. Well, I say that, but not really. But one thing I want to point out is that you have wonderful signage to all these other studios. Some of the studios on the tour are in people's homes.
Yes, many of them are in people's homes.
Don't feel uncomfortable with that.
Absolutely.
Look for the yellow sign.
The
I just want to point that out because my first year here, I was like, what are those yellow signs mean something? But getting to know you and getting to understand what this is all about. And I will tell you, we had our friends, personal friends, travel here to see this from Birmingham, Michigan.
Wow.
They called us up and said, hey, we're in town. We're like, you just tell us now, and they came specifically for this.
Wow. We have
regulars. We bring people from all over.
We have people that go and stay in Sedona, sorry to say that, but they stay in Sedona, and they plan it, because they have timeshares there, to come down here on each 3 of the days.
Yes.
They come back every single day, and they eat here. They love our restaurants.
Well, it's a great thing. We appreciate all the art you bring to us, Donna. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having us on.
You betcha. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-do.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
How How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
The Bulls are back in town. October 11th and 12th, witness the return. It's the 2019 Bull Bash at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, presented by Ram Trucks, Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Estrella Jalisco. Bring the whole family. You don't want to miss Mutton Busting starting at 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com and the Hunt and Gather Gift Shop. Strap in. Get ready to experience championship bull riding like never before. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to ride.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We're the Gettle Brothers
from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Hey, Ted, it's hunting season.
Yeah, Adam, I know. It's always hunting season.
Yeah, right now it's archery.
No, I'm talking about people hunting for the right place for heating and air conditioning service.
Well, that's easy. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Bullseye.
After all, we're fourth generation AC and heating experts.
I get the point.
And we fix and install all makes and models.
And we aims to please.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical in Prescott at 772-2751.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today is the Prescott Chamber Day, and boy, we've had a great day so far, Robert.
It's been a lot of fun, Sherry. It sure has. It certainly is Chamber Day today.
It is. And there's so much going on in the area. And what I love about the area is that there's something for everybody.
Yes, there is.
And we've got some things to share.
Yeah.
Well, what's coming up?
We have stuff all the time. I'm looking at this sheet while you said that. I think, and this is only just 12 of them.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say all 12 of them, but I don't have time for that. But I'll share our website first so you folks can get on our website for a lot of different things going on in the Prescott area. And that's www.prescott.org. Or come on down to the Visitor Information Center. We do have our fourth quarter calendar events out, and that's the October, November, December. So it has a Christmas parade and the courthouse lighting and all those festivities. Acker Music Festival, just to name a few of them. I'm not going to give them all because I want you to come down and see them all.
That's great.
But there's many, many other things going on. And there's a lot of things going on this weekend,
yes,
too. Our historic Prescott Downtown Walking Tour is still going on through the end of October.
Okay.
And it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, meeting at the Visitor Information Center at 10 a.m.
Wonderful. And on Friday, September 27th, we have the Piano Man playing at the Elks Theater.
Yep, and that's at 7 o'clock on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And those are always very family-friendly shows, and they're very inexpensive. I believe they're under $25 for that particular show.
And the Elks Theater just does such a great job.
They do a super job at the theater, and they have the performance hall upstairs, too, on the third floor. And there's always something going on there, too, so do check that out.
Perfect. And then on Saturday, September 28th, we have the Prescott Farmers Market, my personal favorite, at the Yavapai College from 7:30 a.m. until noon. And we're going to have something at the Courthouse Plaza.
Yeah, it's a big festival this Saturday, the 28th. It's the Hope Fest, Arizona. It's at the Courthouse Plaza, and it starts at 10 a.m., and it goes all the way through 9 p.m. And that has a lot of interesting events connected with it, including a car show, a motorcycle show, there's music, family fun zone. Lots and lots of stuff.
And there's one more thing that's going on Saturday and Sunday that I want to highlight, and that's the Prescott Highland Games and Celtic Fair at Watson Lake Park from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and that's great fun.
And that's both days.
Yeah, so Saturday and Sunday. And then Arizona Downs on Sunday is having their Sunday brunch and live music.
Yep.
So you can find out more about the events going on by visiting Prescott.org. And as always, I want to remind everyone to please shop locally. We have such a wonderful group of business in our community.
Speaking of shopping locally, we have a great gift certificate program available at the Prescott Chamber of Commerce Visitor Center. So come on down, $15, $25, and $50 increments.
Yep. So thanks again for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM at 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.